This is the Resilience Podcast 587, and I'm Cecil Ledesma. It's Tuesday, April 4th. It's in our moment of greatest distress that we must find it within ourselves to see that which is difficult to see. It's when things seem hopeless and tragic. It's when we feel lost that we forget a universal truth that behind every struggle, no matter how big, there is a win. An answer, an opportunity for recreation. You see, it's very easy in the midst of a storm to forget that it will pass. The dark skies block out the light, so we forget the warmth of the sun and the wind and the rain. It forces us inside, so we forget the perfection that is simply breathing in the cool air. We forget that all storms have one thing in common. They come and they go. They're temporary. And what they leave is hope, answers, the clearest, brightest of skies. You see, I'm not asking you to see something that's not there. I'm not asking you to imagine or live a life of make-believe. I'm reminding you of what you already know exists behind those clouds. Better days, your solution, your victory. I'm asking you to look to precedent, because every day leading up to now has had its adversity. The road to the current moment was paved with tests, heartache, and challenges. And what you've done every day until now is figure it out. Find a way. How many times do you have to prove to yourself that you have what it takes, that you'll be okay, that within the depths of your soul are answers to any and every problem that you face? I know things aren't easy. Maybe they even seem bigger, scarier, more overwhelming than they ever have. But as adversity grows, so does your resilience. And I'm not sitting here giving you something new or an answer you don't already possess. All I'm doing is reminding you how incredible you are, how much you've already overcome, and how capable you are of conquering whatever is next. Sometimes in life, the difference between okay and great, or stagnation and growth, it is only a change in perspective. It is how you look at the world and your place within it, that little voice in your head reminding you that you are capable of things beyond your current comprehension, that you perceive best is a fraction of what you're capable of. Reality is manageable. It's always manageable. It's the fear that if we let it, will be our demise, and life's too short to bow down to a monster that doesn't even really exist, that we've created ourselves. So let's commit to being the ones who find calm when others panic, and see opportunity where others see hardship, and see what can be gained when others remain fixated on what has been lost. I love to simplify, to find clarity in that which appears overwhelming and complex. So here's the formula I use. You minus negative thoughts equals infinite possibility. You minus negative thoughts equals infinite possibility. You are capable of handling anything life throws at you in terms of potential and resources and ability. You can overcome. The only thing that can make a situation debilitating or permanent is you deciding it so. Therefore, the obstacle will never be life. It will be your thoughts about life. Your thoughts determine how you react. That is reality. Is it a lost job or an opportunity to begin again, to grow, to fall in love with something you've always wanted to do? Is it lost time? Loneliness, tragic seclusion, or a chance to write chapter one of your book, scene one of your movie. Lay the first brick of what will become your empire. I've been sad and I've been happy. I've been broke and I've had money. And I felt alone and I felt love. But through it all, every step, every trial, every test, I've come out stronger, battle-hardened, cognizant of the fact that happiness was a choice. Money is reacquirable, that some people go, but the ones that matter stay a part of you forever. Life is a gift. It's a gift when things are hard. It's a gift when they are easy. It is always a gift. So don't let your losses define you. If you get back up, it is nothing short of a victory. Armor that you now wear as you make your way into the world. A world that can push you down, but it certainly cannot keep you there. Not if you don't let it. For your mind, your body, your soul, made of the same elements that surrounds you, the same stars comprising the universe. They have equipped you to weather any storm, outlast any earthly dilemma, do anything and be anyone. Never forget that. Never forget that, son. Never forget who you are. Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.